When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more for middle of August 2019. I'm your host, Dan Dan, the Board Game Man, so let's get into some news. Now, I covered a bunch of great news from Gen Con on a Top 5 Express, so I don't want to overlap too much, but I would like to bring up one set of the games that I did mention. These are the Marvel game announcements. Now, Space Cowboys is releasing Marvel Splendor in early 2020. Now, if you're familiar with Splendor, there's not really a whole lot of change other than that it has got that Marvel kind of theme on top of it. And this is going to be comic book Marvel with a lot of the art from the comics and a lot of the characters therein. This looks really good. I got to demo it at Gen Con and I was told that they're going to have the nice clay poker chips that they did have in the original Splendor. So that looks to be great. Another one, Marvel Champions LCG by Fantasy Flight Games. This is kind of a mix of the Arkham Horror LCG and also the Lord of the Rings LCG with a little bit of kind of feeling like Sentinels in a Multiverse as well. They're going to be kind of releasing scenario packs that'll have either or these different monthly packs. I guess some of them are scenario packs, some of them will be hero packs, and some of them will also be kind of the aspect packs. The first scenario pack that they're going to have is going to be, has been announced to be Green Goblin. I think each one of these monthly packs will be about $20 and should have about 40 cards in them. Now, the heroes that are in the base game, you're going to have your Tony Stark or Iron Man. You're going to have Spider-Man, She-Hulk, Captain Marvel, and Black Panther will be the five ones that will be playable in the first box. It looks really good. I got a chance to play this one, so I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be October or November this year. The base box will be out. And finally, Marvel Crisis Protocol. This is a miniatures game by Atomic Mass Games, which I'm pretty sure is going to be distributed or kind of partnered with Fantasy Flight Games or Asmodee North America. Now, these kind of minis are going to be kind of your typical 40K type minis from what it looks like, where you're going to have to, on some of them, put them together yourself and they will not be pre-painted. So you'll have to do that as well. But this is kind of a nice little skirmish miniatures game. Not really my cup of tea, but a lot of people that I did talk to that played it did enjoy it quite a bit. Again, this kind of looks like a melding of kind of a HeroClix meets 40K meets Sentinels Tactics, which was a Sentinels Multiverse Tactics game. Looks pretty good, maybe a little pricey. So if you're adverse to paying or if you're a miniatures gamer, you probably are already ready to pay a lot of money for those things. In other Asmodee news, they've announced that a new game studio is going to be put out, Unexpected Games, which is going to be an Asmodee imprint. It's going to be headed up by Corey Kanitsa. Now, Corey is the designer or name behind almost every big Fantasy Flight game you've seen in the last 15 years or more. And according to Corey, their, quote, goal is to create games that are novel, fun, and accessible. We hope to surprise people and create game experiences that they've never seen before. With these games from the studio due out next year, not really sure of what's going to be, outside of a quote that he did say that, quote, multi-layered experience that tells a story in a unique way. So looking forward to it. Again, Corey has a lot of great games from Fantasy Flight. They're usually kind of good, good theming and, a lot of cards and very deep gameplay. Some expansion news to talk about. First up, we've got AEG, who's putting out a War Chest expansion. It's going to be War Chest Nobility. There's going to be four new units to play and some decree cards, which will give you a one-time power per game. It's going to be a pretty powerful ability that you'll get to use the one time. This will be an October release with $25 price tag that will need the base game to be played. Another expansion, the Transformers trading card game, or CCG, War for Cybertron Siege 2. That will be the next set that they have, which will be in released in November. Also, Clank in Space has an expansion coming out. It'll be called Clank in Space Cyber Station 11. Clank in Space is a deck building game with a board. A lot of fun. There's regular Clank, and then there's Clank in Space. Clank in Space is pretty sprawling, got a lot of really good things they've got in there. This is going to be a $30 release for the expansion. It's going to be released in November. And just like in the past Clank gameplay, you'll sneak into the villain's lair, grab some stuff, and sneak out. But these cyberware secrets, which is what you'll be grabbing, they're going to have things you can equip and use during the game for different bonuses. It's got more boards and a ton more cards to use for your kind of the main deck. Seems pretty cool. $30, again, is going to be the price tag for that expansion. Now, one of the geniuses of hype generation, Jamie Stegmaier, this week releases a series of hints and then kind of design diaries. So he's got a lot of information up now that the week is over, on a new game coming out called Tapestry. It's going to be a quote-unquote two-hour civ building game for 1 to 5 players with some tile placement. And it's going to have some hand management and tableau building. It's very typical Civilization stuff coming from nothing more than asymmetric Civilization and trying to build up the best Civ in the game. It's quite ambitious, and it's going to be interesting to see if they can stay in that two-hour time frame, given the nature and the amount of stuff and options that seem to be in the game. Well, not necessarily a lot of stuff. There's not a lot of cards, and there's 16 Civ and only 40 cards, but there are kind of some miniatures involved. But anyway, that time frame is going to be the key between it standing out or being yet another Civilization game. And adding to that hype is to get people foaming at the mouth. They're reportedly going to number each one of the 25,000 print run of just that first print run of 25,000. So they're going to have people really wanting to get it. There's no release date or price. But I can tell you this, if you want one of those copies before you have a chance to buy it, if you want to get one before you can play it, and you want to try and buy it, keep your ear out, ear to the grindstone, because the second they're going to be available with all that hype they've got put into it, they're going to be gone before anyone will even have a chance to play it. So, it's hard to tell whether you're going to like this game because it's going to disappear and then you'll have to wait a while like a lot of the other ones. But if it is something that you want to check out, maybe some early reviews and such you'll be able to see, but these things tend to fly off the shelves really quickly. Gen Con, Renegade Game Studios announced they're releasing a Vampire the Masquerade expandable card game. I think this is with an agreement with White Wolf Entertainment and Paradox Interactive. Not much is really known, but it is going to be a quote-unquote expandable card game. And it's coming soon. I'm sure more info will come out, and I'll get you as much info as I can once it does come out as far as the release date, how it plays, and price point. So I'll keep you updated on that. We got a few Kickstarters. Now, all of these Kickstarters, I believe, are all because of the way this is, when this is dropping. These were the ones that I thought people would like. Now, there's not a whole lot of days for these first two. Runestones, this is by Queen Games, and Rüdiger Dorn is the designer. This is a kind of a cool little, you've got a deck building element where you're kind of getting cards and culling a lot of cards and getting them in your deck to collect these different runestones. This one is not going to have a whole lot of time as listening, so you may want to hop on over there and see if you can check it out if it's something that you really want to see, but it is well funded and only a few days left. The next one that only has a few days left is Adventure Tactics. This is it's called Adventure Tactics Domains Tower. This is by Letman Games. This one I've got to play and it is really nifty. It kind of has this Final Fantasy Tactics feel to it. Amazing art, really easy to get into. Their kind of character system is real cool because you can, as you level up, you can kind of cross class. You can dual class and then get into prestige classes depending on which way you go. But it's a lot of fun. There's a bunch of campaigns and they're not all the same as far as the way the campaigns go. It's not just kill everything. There's some escort quests. There's some other things. I don't want to give away too much, but there's a lot of pretty cool things in this campaign. Only a few days left. Again, very well funded, but I urge you to go check that one out as soon as you can because it is a really cool game. And again, the art is really amazing. Also, Sleeping Gods. This one will have probably a little more than a week or so when you hear this. This one is climbing quickly to that $750,000 threshold. This is Sleeping Gods from Ryan Lockett and Red Raven. This is kind of another one of these kind of storybook games, kind of scenario storybook driven games. Really cool. Got that real great art. An interesting little with gameplay with kind of a tableau building and highly, like I said, highly thematic story going on in there. That is Sleeping Gods. And for all you spoilerites out there that love the kind of different RPGs, there is Fiasco, the cinematic game of plans gone wrong. This is a kind of a card. It's a card-based edition of Fiasco, which seems to be really cool and a very good, kind of a gateway way into Fiasco, I believe. This one's going to have a couple of weeks left. It is well-funded at almost $150,000 as of this recording. And it is very, very good on your wallet. I think it's only going to be about $30 to get in on this. And it has some cards to get you started and the rule set for Fiasco. Really, really cool. Check that one out as well. And also in digital news, Raiders of the North Sea by Direwolf Digital is out on iOS, Steam, and Android. And of course, also now that we see a lot of these things, the Switch. This is a great game. Direwolf Digital has been doing some really good games as of late, and I think they're going to be another one of these big players in the digital market. You can pick that up now. It's for iOS at $10, Android 10, Mac and Steam 15, PC, Mac and Steam $15, and Switch $20. It's a really good game. I really enjoyed playing this one. I had gotten a chance to play this one in beta, and I enjoyed it quite a bit. Thunderbox Entertainment, who did Suro and Roll For It apps, are putting out an app version of The Captain is Dead. It's a co-op game about saving your spaceship from aliens once you find out your captain has gone kaput. It's a solid co-op game from AEG. The digital version is due out sometime, I believe, in early 2020, and I think it'll probably make its way to mobile and Switch as well. And finally, Pandemic is now out for Switch and the Xbox. This is a very famous game, very cooperative game that you know. It's been out for the iOS for quite a bit of time, and it's only about $5 on the iOS. But now it is out again on the Xbox and Switch. Those two are $20 each. You can get it on the Android and iOS for $5 and on PC, Mac, Steam for $10. They've got some improvements to the Pandemic version, and I think it'll be pretty cool to check out on those other platforms. But they're putting out a lot of tabletop games now for Switch. That's kind of a new rising market, but I don't know how long, and this is just my little opinion, I think $20 is quite a lot. And, some people may argue, but when you can get some of these things for iOS or in, iPad and your phone for about $5 each, $20 is going to be a hard sell. So this will be really interesting to see how this market evolves. And I do like the fact that they're getting out for out for the Switch and getting more people into hobby games, but it'll be interesting to see if that is a sustainable price point as more and more games are coming out. Anyway, thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockBlog on Twitter. Also, please check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the Major Spoilers crew. As always, I'm Dan, the Board Game Man, and I'll be back in a couple weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2019 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.